Blog Talk Radio.
Got a trap spot, put a pot in it. Got a new watch with no rocks in it. Got a condo with a fox in it. Crib got a lake, put a yacht in it. Whip back to back, car lot in it. Got an AR, 50 shots in it. Got a S, it's a big block in it. Mike in it, doing hitch block in it. In it, car talk back, a robot in it. Don't you hit me, nigga, let's about Benny. Me and two bitches, Marriott in it. Monster truck, nigga, sit on your side. Spent 10,000 kid in four time. Pussy nigga tryna play both sides. Fuck around, get you in a nigga all tied. Move inside a nigga, mall tied. Try one of us and then we all ride. Big Mac for you, small fry. Bang roll, loaded, loaded, super size. A dashboard, a computer size. Now what a bitch, you got the cute size. Louis Vuitton, I'm a buck back. Ran off, yeah, we took that.
Y'all, how y'all doing? It's your homeboy, TTB, some dude named Tom, man, the host of XFR Radio. It's Friday, 2:02, you know what I'm saying, July 29th, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the Leos, you know what I'm saying, that's been going real hard, you know what I'm saying? I want to give a big shout out to my daughter who just turned 7, you know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, little daddy, love you, you know what I'm saying? And all the rest of the Leos out there, you know what I'm saying? I don't know all y'all, but, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I want to give a big shout-out to that. Shout-out to my sister, whose birthday was yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to her. Shout-out to KP. Happy birthday. All the other people, you know what I'm saying? But today, I got one of the homies coming through. Got one of the hottest clubs in the city, you know what I'm saying? My man, Eddie Hall, you know what I'm saying? My man, you know what I'm saying? That's got sauces lit every Saturday. And I think I'll be covering a lifetime member up there, you know what I mean? But I'm going to click in and see what's cooking with my man. What's good, Eddie? What's good? What's cooking, bro?
Not much, man. Not much. Boy, just had to take a little shot, little double shot of Henny real quick.
I'll tell you, bro. You know what I'm saying? This Eddie Hall, y'all. Y'all don't know about this man. He's been making sure to say, look, you know what I'm saying, every weekend, you know what I'm saying? Every weekend, so... Last time we had talked, y'all had the, I think that was like the neon light thing that was jumping off, you know what I'm saying? That was the last time we talked. So since then, okay. Like, what's been going on with Sauce, bro? What's been cooking with Sauce, man?
Man, we just basically changed the whole, you've been up there, man. You see, we changed the whole look as far as females concerned, better looking crowd, everything. And we changed it from just Sauce, what was it, Sauce Saturdays to VIP Saturdays. So, you know, now... The club is taking over. It's taking after my name.
Right.
So you know, we're just making moves with it, man. We're trying to keep this thing going. Just the same thing, man. Just business is good. Everything good. Club going good.
Right.
You know, we got the haters, of course, but we keep it pushing.
Right.
And now we do the open mic in the stage room as well, too.
Right, right. Hey, so how did that come about? You know what I'm saying? Like letting artists, you know what I'm saying, get their stuff off. You know, how did that come about?
Because no clubs in Vegas are doing that for them. You know what I'm saying? Other than like, I mean, they'll do it like on a Sunday or a Wednesday or something like that. But as far as like a major club, you know, like off the strip, because on the strip, they're not doing that at all. But off the strip, nobody's doing it for them. So we just gave artists, we're giving artists a platform to, you know, show their talents, show what they could do.
So that's just stuck, man.
And now I got I done had a couple people run it, but now I got the young lady Hope. hoping her mom, her manager, Lynn Lumpkin, I think it is Lynn Lumpkin. They run it as well now over there in the stage room.
Oh, okay, cool, man. It'd be harder to be down there getting this stuff off. So you got talent, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you hit them up, you know what I'm saying? Because Sauce is definitely, you know what I'm saying, the spot to go to, you know what I'm saying? And it's always been great. It's always been cool, you know what I'm saying? The vibe is always, you know what I'm saying, positive and folks getting along. And you know what I'm saying? There's real love up in there, man. So make sure
exactly.
You
beautiful,
you know,
women.
But, always beautiful women up in there. You know what I'm saying?
I see you getting your dance song when you came up here. What was that, last week?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, you had fun. I seen it.
We had a ball, man. Shout out to my man, Real, man. He be in there repping the Q Dogs, you know what I'm saying? So we probably be back here Saturday, you know what I mean? Because it's my birthday come Sunday, so we probably bringing in that sauce.
Oh yeah, you gotta come through on you gotta come through Saturday and turn up, have a few shots. You know what I'm saying? Just let me know what you wanna do. I got you.
Always, man. You know what I'm saying? Good looking, but. It's been some stuff going on, man, like on the net that I've been seeing. I got to touch on this. I ain't going to say the person's name. What happened? That's all I'm going to say. What exactly
I say the nigga's name. I say his name. This dude, Sean Summerlin, all right? This is who we talking about. This is who all this bull crap is over and shit because for some reason, we uncensored with it. I can say what I want to say, right?
Hey.
This dude or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's dating back since me and my partner used to run Hookah Palace. You know what I'm saying? This dude, nobody was messing with him. So me, you know, me being me, I bought him out. You know what I'm saying? I was like, right, you know, we'll do whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'll let you bring your girls out, let you perform, you know, do your thing. You know, you have the whole VIP experience, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want, I'll do it for you, you know what I'm saying? Because you know, nobody else doing it, so let me do it. You know what I'm saying? So I did the whole thing. A couple months after that, he started hating on what we was doing up there. I'm like, all right, whatever, forget it. Stop fucking with him. Dude just fell off the map, you know what I'm saying? Then we did a party last year. I did a party last year for him for his birthday or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Everything was cool. You know what I'm saying? I gave the boy like 4 or 5 bottles, sectioned off the whole section for his little crew or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And shit, everything was cool. You know what I'm saying? I even showed up at the little dude's hotel party. And I don't ever go to nobody's parties unless I'm getting paid for it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I even show my face there or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I support what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You fuck with it, I got your back. You know what I'm saying? So come this year or whatever, like, dude, you know what I'm saying? He was over there at SLS. And mind you, he was over there doing this thing at SLS or whatever. He was taking pictures with payroll money. I'm all, yeah, come mess with me if y'all want to do this and do that. You know what I'm saying? Woo-wop and woo-wop this. But then a few weeks later, none of the employees got paid. How are you taking pictures with payroll money, but nobody gets paid? You know what I'm saying? This just ain't just he say, she say, no, I still have the picture. We screenshot everything when these dudes start talking shit so we could throw that shit back in their face. You know what I'm saying? So this cat looked like literally a stack of money. I'm like, yeah, if y'all want to mess with some real ones, come over here because we paying everybody and this and that and that and this. But all of the employees came up to Sauce and they was all dogging old dude. I'm like, oh, we didn't get paid. None of us got paid. Woo-wop this and woo-wop that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, man. They're like, he's really about to fall off the map right now. You know what I'm saying? So I let all that die down or whatever. Months later, I was like, yo, come up to Sauce and do a little party for you. You know what I'm saying? I'll be cool about the whole thing or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you already apologized for everything you did in the past. So come up there. You know what I'm saying? Shit, let's talk. You know what I'm saying? Let's have some fun. Let's talk or whatever. Did that. Party went about. Then I was like, all right, well, check this out. Being that nobody else is messing with you right now, I'm like, I'm going to put you on the team. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, okay. All right, well, cool. Let's do that. You know what I'm saying? So then he gets at me a few days later, and he was like, well, can you write up the contract? I was like, oh, no, I already know what you did at SLS when they gave you a contract. Like, I'm not drawing up no contract, homie. Like, I pay, but I'm not drawing up no contract. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That's you're not that type of cat. You like throwing everybody under the bus when something doesn't go your way. You know what I'm saying? He talks shit about everybody. Every place he's worked at, he talks shit about them. You know what I'm saying? Dude basically is blacklisting himself out here because he wants to talk shit about everybody. You already know how the strip is. If you talk shit about a major hotel on a strip, they all know about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you disrespected everybody. So whatever. Anyway, he asked for a certain amount. I was like, all right, well, if you want to get it to that amount, you got to prove to me that you're worth that. You know
right.
what I'm saying? I start you out here, but you got to prove to me within the month that you're worth that. He's like, all right, cool, I got it. So he worked for me for a month. The dude literally averaged, I swear to God, on my grandparents' grave, this dude averaged about eight people each weekend. Like,
wow.
I have kids who could bring out more than that. You know what I'm saying? The first week, he brought out, what, like four or five? Second week about same, you know what I'm saying? And then the third and the fourth week, it was around 10, between 10 and 15. You know what I'm saying? But what he was doing, he was waiting in the parking lot and he was picking people from the parking lot. You know what I'm saying? Instead of bringing his own crew, he was picking people from the parking lot. But we didn't care, like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Let the little boy shine or whatever. So,
right.
And mind you, I'm grooming somebody, you know what I'm saying, to do everything I'm doing because my partner, he about to go away in about 5 weeks, so the whole club is going to be mine. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm not going to be inside the club. I'm going to be outside the club handling all the business. You know what I'm saying? So I'm grooming somebody to take over what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, well, Sean, I'm telling him, like, yo, this is what you have to do. You got to conduct yourself the right way. You know, you got to be right. You like everybody's paying attention to what goes on. Everybody's paying attention to who I bring out. You know what I'm saying? But this dude, he walking around the damn club with a cheap ass bottle of Sky Vodka, just acting like he's doing it big. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, dude, we all on all these videos and shit. This nigga got a bottle of fucking Sky Vodka. Like, yeah, I'm in popping bottles and woo like this with his fake ass jewelry on and shit. Like, nigga, if you don't take that Brian Pumper kid off, nigga, this cat is a joke, homie.
So,
at the end of the night, when you know what I'm saying, when I'm paying everybody, this nigga's so motherfucking drunk, he don't even remember me paying him and shit. I'm like, dude, I just gave you money. Look in your pocket. Oh, my bad. I'm told. Nigga, go home. Like, go home. So that shit happened or whatever. Then the last week that he was going to work, the last week he was supposed to work or whatever, the homegirl, Britt, she was having her birthday, and she wanted her homegirl, one of her close homegirls, Dominican mommy, I forgot her real name, but Dominican mommy, something like that, to be the host for it. And Sean and her used to be together. So Sean started dealing with this other little ratchet chick or whatever. So it was just a whole big issue or whatever. Basically, he let chicks fuck up his money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To fuck up his brand. I'm telling him, like, dude, like, who cares who's told him, oh, well, I don't want to be associated with that, with her, and this. Now, look, she's not associated with you. She's there for her homegirl.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I'm not worried about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to do this for the gas money that y'all pay me. I'm like, dude, you 30 years old and you stay at home with your mama. You need all the money you could get, player. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you literally a bum. Like, what are you talking about, gas money? So he's just talking shit or whatever. And I'm like, all right, so what you going to do, homie? He's like, oh, well, I really can't bring no. He's like, I really don't have nobody who's coming this week. I was like, all right, well, I don't need you no more. We done. We just going to end this like this. Everything is cool. You know what I'm saying? Neither one of us going to talk shit. Everything is up on up and up. You know what I'm saying? We're just going to end the business relationship. You know what I'm saying? We're still cool or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So that's what me and my partner left it with him, where everything was supposed to be cool. You know what I'm saying? Couple weeks later, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do an interview and tell-all interview and this and that and that and this or whatever. I ain't thinking nothing of it because we all ended on a cool note.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This cat goes on the radio. He did two interviews. First interview, You know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, dude, disrespectful, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I said what I said about him. Cool, whatever, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'll drop it. Then he went on another interview a few days ago and was completely fucking disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, all the shit he was saying was just a flat out fucking lie. Like even the girl who was up there who was doing one of the interviews. For one, he had some dude named like Milk Milligan or some shit like that. Then he had DJ Cool, and it was some female. You know what I'm saying? DJ Cool don't like us. The Milligan dude don't like us, and of course Sean don't like us. So you know all three of them just couldn't wait to talk shit. You know what I'm saying? They all have their own personal issues with us. Not business shit, personal shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? So the female, she's on there or whatever, and she's like, she's like, okay, so what do you do? Why? When, you know, he started saying all this or whatever. Then the interview was like 2 hours or whatever. So she's fucking, he's talking shit, and she's like, okay, so what do you have coming up next? He's like, oh, well, I don't have nothing coming up next. She's like, so you have no shows or nothing? He's like, oh, well, I have a mixtape coming out. She's like, okay, so do you have any shows lined up for the mixtape? He's like, oh, no. She's like, so what are you doing? Basically, she knew he was some bullshit. She was calling him on the shit, but she was doing it low-key. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you listen to it, you'll tell. She's like, oh, this nigga just literally on here just to talk shit about these cats for 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? So it was fucking hard, dude. Like, they literally, between him, Milligan and Cool, they literally sat there the actual, like, I guess he's the owner of the station or whatever. I forgot his name. But yeah, they just all literally just sat there and disrespected us for 2 fucking hours for no fucking reason. For no fucking reason. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, dude, all right, well, you want to go there, you want to do all that, now you're going to have to hear what I'm going to say about your motherfucking ass. You're going to hear the fucking truth. You know what I'm saying? We know you a fucking bum. Nobody fucks with you. Like, everybody, like, you don't have no shows lined up, no gigs lined up. You have no club shit lined up. You know what I'm saying? You was mentioning my DJs. My DJs don't even fucking like you. Everybody talks about how this dude is a fucking fraud. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, like, everybody in Vegas knows this cat. Like, Sean Sumlin, a.k.a. Sean P., whatever it is that you want to go by, this nigga is a fucking fraud. You know what I'm saying? So for all you guys, I know a lot of y'all listening right now because we've been blowing it up since the homie hit me up and said, let's do this interview. Sean, you are a fucking fraud on me. Everybody who fucks with you, them little broke-ass rapping niggas who fuck with you and shit, y'all all fake too. You know what I'm saying? That's y'all homie. Y'all ain't cool. Me and y'all ain't cool on no more either. You know what I'm saying? He thought it was going to be over with because when he did the interview, he did the live shit or whatever. You know what I'm saying? He went Facebook Live with it or whatever. But then he fucking, like, once he found out I was going to do this interview or whatever, he deleted the interview. He deleted the Facebook Live post. You know what I'm saying? The nigga already knew what was coming. You know what I'm saying? My partner was like, yo, he's like, hey, well, they getting at me. I'm like, nigga, I don't give a fuck who getting at you. Fuck all of them. You know what I'm saying? He never thought about that shit before that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it, man. The dude is just a fucking, he's a fraud, man. He's a fraud-ass cat who tries to make people believe that he's something that he's not. And the funny thing about it is, the dude used fake likes on everything he fucking posts. You know what I'm saying? Because you know they got the fake like generator on Facebook and shit. He used fake likes on everything he posted and shit. Like, even when he was going to do the interview, the nigga used fake likes for that. Like, dude, come on, man. Like, is anything authentic about you? You know what I'm saying? I told him, I was like, yo, if you have an issue with me, holler at me in person like a man. You know what I'm saying? Don't run back to your broad or any of these cats. You know what I'm saying? Like, holler at me. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm not hard to find at all. Holler at me like a man. You know what I'm saying? He wouldn't do that. He wanted to go the other route. You know, so here's what it is. The dude is just he's a fucking bum. He's a bum. Sean Sumlin, you are a bum. And you know it, bro. You know in your heart of hearts, you are a bum with nothing going for yourself. And it hurts you to know that what we do is legit and everybody really fucks with us. Right. You know what I'm saying? That shit hurts your fucking heart. You're a fucking bum. That's all I really got to say about this. Nigga, you're a fucking bum. You a bum, Sean. Now, next time you decide you want to do an interview, because I got quite a few people lined up who want to interview me and shit. So next time you decide you want to do an interview, I think you should holler at me first. You know what I'm saying? Because either squash this shit or it's really going to get ugly. There's still a lot of shit that I'm not saying about you, dude. There's a lot of shit that I know that I'm not saying about you. So my suggestion to you is just drop it or holler at me like a fucking man. Stop being a bitch. You know what I'm saying? You are acting like a bitch. This is what females do. You know what I'm saying? Bitches get on fucking interviews and go fucking back and forth, nigga. I'm on some bitch shit right now because I'm doing this shit instead of, you know what I'm saying, us talking face to face. Because you won't do that. Because you know if I see you face to face and you say anything out of line, I'm going to slap you like a bitch. Stay to your fucking self. Try to get your fucking money. Do something with your fucking life. Stop focusing on what we doing. You know what I'm saying? I hope this is the last time I address this shit because I hate saying your fucking name. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm actually giving you shine, homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, you so fucking irrelevant in real life. Like, I'm actually giving you shine with me talking about you. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody knows who the fuck Eddie Hall, Eddie, a.k.a. Mr. VIP, VIP Saturday is. Everybody knows who the fuck I am, homie. I'm giving you a little bit of attention right now. Leave the shit alone, nigga. Fuck your life. Fuck me. Leave the shit alone. That's what it is.
Wow.
Hey, my text messages and shit is blowing up right now.
All that I'm saying on my line is like, damn. I don't know the dude. I'm like, damn, like, this is but damn, okay.
Dude just needs to, you know what I'm saying? Like, the dude literally went on a radio show and talked about us for 2 fucking hours. Like, the last 5 minutes of the show, that's when they, like, did, like, the whole little news and sports section or whatever. But this nigga talked about this bum-ass nigga and this little gay-ass crew talked about us for 2 motherfucking hours. Like, man. Nigga, who the fuck, who does that, nigga? You know what I'm saying? That's some straight trick shit. Like, come on, bro. Like, get at me like a man, homie. It's that fucking simple. Stop letting these little bras pump your head up, homie, because it's not what you think. What you think is happening is not going to happen in real life. It's going to be completely fucking different if we face-to-face. That's it, man.
Hey,
he needs to drop
Saturday,
it.
Saturday, y'all.
Hey, but you already know how we turn up, baby. VIP Saturday, Saucy Motherfucking Henderson. Get at me, 702-758-2164. Yo, shout out to my DJ, So High. Shout out to my partner, Webb. Shout out to the whole team, Alicia, Kelly, everybody and shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how we do it, man. We represent, you know what I'm saying? You talk about one, you talk about the whole fucking fam and shit. So basically, I'm speaking for the whole fucking fam because he disrespected all of us.
Right. Hey, I gotta one chick I was telling you about, did she ever contact you?
Which one? Who?
The one I was dancing with in the club with the blue jean joint.
Who, for Mom Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because she was actually up there for, she was interviewing to be one of my waitresses.
Yeah. I'm on another plane right now. You know what I'm saying? I was like,
you trying to get at that one?
Oh, no, she cool, man. But I would be like, I'm on a whole other plane right now. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, hey, you do your thing. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, she was reaching out though. I was like, man,
it's gonna be some grade A up in there this weekend though. See what I'm bringing out this weekend. It's popping.
Hey, but I got somebody standing by. I don't know what number. 702-576.
576. I have no idea who that is. Somebody waiting to talk?
They ain't saying that nowhere. They ain't tripping. But yeah, make sure y'all show up in it. Saw State let the DJs on, man, the DJ keep folks on the floor, man, for real. And You know what I'm saying? It's the best club in Vegas, in my opinion.
That's what he does,
you know?
Man. So Hype is a beast when it comes to that shit, man. So Hype, he, like there's other clubs to do their shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, even the folks that missed and shit like that, they do what they, you know what I'm saying? They put bodies in there, but it's all about the DJ. It doesn't matter if you have 1,000 bodies in the club if everybody ain't rocking to the DJ shit, you know what I'm saying? So Hype is a beast. Dude is a beast. Dude is a beast, you know what I'm saying? Dude needs to get way more damn jobs, gigs, and everything. Like, he got his own thing going, you know what I'm saying? He just got his own radio show, plus he does a lot of gigs and shit. But dude needs to be A-plus out here on everybody's fucking list.
So does, man. He is busy, man. Hey, I got my homeboy from B-More. Brother Cheese, what's good, man? What's cooking?
What's good, man? I'm enjoying the interview.
Yeah,
I'm sitting here jumping. Y'all got me dying laughing.
Hey, man, I just wanted to chill, man. I wasn't expecting to go in on a dude like this. I was just chilling. I was just chilling, man.
I got to come out. So when I come out there, I got to go come there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Definitely, man. You're going to enjoy yourself. Trust me, man. You're going to enjoy yourself real. You're going to enjoy yourself. That's all I'm going to say, man. You know what I'm saying?
Can't say too much. All you need to know is when you come and fuck with me, you're going to really enjoy yourself. You're going to have more than you
that.
Can handle.
That's what's up. I appreciate that.
No problem, man.
Yeah, Cheese, we're looking for you, man. You got to come through, man. We're looking for you.
Yeah, hopefully I come out on the next fight, man. So, yeah, I definitely want to come through there and see what's popping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's, man, I got you, man. You ain't got to worry about that, man. You'll see how it is on this side of Vegas, man. That's the script, but you'll see how it is on the other side, man, for real.
Yeah,
I'm saying, and we in a quiet neighborhood, clean neighborhood. We out there in Henderson by the Galleria Mall. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
No issues, no problems, nothing. We, you know, so everything is taken care of perfectly. Shout out to my whole security staff, Sam, and all them boys. They make sure everything stays safe. You know what I'm saying? We do what we do, man. You come out, you'll enjoy yourselves.
That's what's up. How long have you guys been open out there?
Two years now, within the last year, because we took a break for like 3-4 months or something like that after the first year. So within the last year, we just completely just blew everything up. You know what I'm saying? We just revamped everything, just had everything pop. Now everything is just, it's crazy.
That's great, man. Yeah, I'm out there a few times a year, so I'm going to definitely check it out, man.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, when you come out here, just let me know. Shit, I got both of y'all. You already know I rock with you, bro.
My man.
So,
I appreciate it. I'm going to go. Hey, I'm going to finish listening to y'all talk because y'all had me dying laughing while I was driving. I'm like,
bro.
Shit.
I'm like, this nigga's an asshole.
Sound like I'm fun, though.
All right, bro.
Respect to both of y'all, man. No doubt.
No,
see you soon, bro.
My man.
So, yeah, that's my man, Cheese, you know what I'm saying? We do the boxing thing, you know what I'm saying? Media press work out all around the world. And cool brother out of Baltimore, man. I got another call.
Okay.
750.
Hello, Eddie, what's happening, bro?
Who that?
Miss Red in the building, baby.
Oh, shit.
You know I had to tune in
this old girl who I was just telling you about who used to fuck with Sean, man. She got.
Yes, you is an asshole. Yes, you is an asshole. But you keep it G, though. That's why
I'm saying, did I lie about anything I said?
Not a damn motherfucking word.
Exactly.
Everybody got their own beef. I got my own beef, my own personal beef, my own business beef. It is what it is.
I know his heart is hurt right now.
I know everything about him more than his own bitch that he been with 2 years. Come on now, bruh.
I'm telling you, bro. Like everybody knows baby. This dude. Everybody knows this dude is a fraud, homie.
That's why
I'm not understanding. Like, why do you cats keep putting this nigga on y'all airways? Like,
he was cool at the beginning. He was cool at the beginning, don't get me wrong, you understand? But when you make false personal shit about somebody, keep it G. Keep it all 1,000. Fucking 100, my nigga. Keep it G with yourself. Because you're making yourself look ugly out here in this business industry. You know what I'm saying?
And that's
so
what
anyway,
he's doing,
I fuck with Sauce every Saturday. Everybody come to VIP Saturday. Come fuck with your girl. Come fuck with, you know what I'm saying, the whole Sauce Entertainment. It is what it is. Come get ratchet, baby.
That's
so
dumb.
That part.
I'll see your ass Saturday, girl.
All right.
I'm real shocked that she's keeping this chick cool right now.
You already know.
Because the shit that I just said, like I said, I'm holding a lot of shit back. This chick right here, nigga, she knows. She used to be with him, so she knows a lot about this dude.
Every day, all day, every holiday, every day.
Like I was telling you, she's the reason why the dude started getting butt hurt and started crying in the inbox. And she was like, oh, well, I don't want to be associated with her. That's what I'm talking about right here.
Yeah, because I was on the flyer hosted by Miss Red. Are you mad? I'm not walking around with a $5 bottle of Sky Vodka, boo-boo. You know what I'm saying? Come on, upgrade, baby.
I'm going to every table
and drink the whole bottle if I want to.
With
come
a silver
now.
Chains on and shit. Told you that nigga got
part.
The Brian Pumper kit.
This nigga walking around
like a porn star and shit.
That part.
Fucking bums, man. I'm telling you, man. There's a lot of bums out here who be fronting.
Like I'm going to give him some credit. I ain't going to roast him like that. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. He just smacked yummy sauce. It's going up every Saturday. Everybody come to Sauce. That's where the spot is. It is what it is.
That's what
come
we do.
Ratchet.
That's what we do.
All right, y'all.
No.
Y'all be easy, though.
All right, lady. All right. Damn. Oh, man.
Hey, told you, man. You can't talk shit and not expect it to come back to you, tenfold. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, I'm holding shit back. So if he goes on again, hey, it is what it is.
My man getting
eaten. I'm telling you, I'm like, man, I'm charged up, homie. You fucking with me. You fucking with me. I'm not bothering you. Leave me alone.
Eddie Hall for president, y'all know.
Yeah.
But,
VIP Saturday is Austin Henderson, 721 Mall Ring Circle, across from the Kohl's by the Galleria Mall. Come to fuck with us. You know how it is. 702-758-2164 for the ladies. All the dudes, hit up 702-540-4465 for the reduced entry. $10, only $10 reduced entry. You know what I'm saying? We ain't overcharging nobody. Get at us, man.
No doubt.
I know what it is.
Yeah, man. Spit about that dress code, man. Let them know, man. Because, you know, how to strip these.
Oh, yeah, dress code, relax. You know, all we ask you to do, don't come in jerseys and then don't come in white tees. You know what I'm saying? Females, y'all can wear what y'all want to wear and shit because y'all be as sexy as y'all want to be. But dudes, y'all know, no white tees, no jerseys, and we good.
That's right up, man. Yo, don't come in dirty, you know what I'm saying? Don't come in dirty. Come in
yeah,
because
we always got dudes outnumbered when it comes to females and shit. So if you come in dirty, you going to leave real mad and shit because you probably could have took home two or three with you.
Man, Sauce is playing some video Saturday night, y'all. That's all I'm saying, y'all. Yeah, but make sure y'all show up because I was going to stay lit. The DJ keep the floor packed, you know what I'm saying, and the drinks as well, you know what I'm saying, the drinks stay lit too, so.
And we actually put liquor. We actually put liquor in the drinks, man. We don't. You know. You already know. We actually put liquor. You gonna catch a buzz. We ain't just pouring juice in your damn drink and a dab of alcohol. But like, hey, $25. You know what I'm saying? We make sure that you catch one. Yeah, that's the
man.
You're gonna catch a cool buzz fucking with us.
For real, cause shout out to the bartenders, man. They take great care of you there. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be straight lit, man. And shout out to everybody that's been listening. I wasn't even supposed to do a show, but I was like, forget it. I'm gonna go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you, man. And shout out to everybody, the whole staff of the Sauce, man. And when people was dope over there. So make sure y'all show up. Shout out to everybody that's celebrating their birthday and this and that, man. Shout out your handles, man, where folks can like hit you up and get more information on Sauce, man.
Well, man, come through. Like I said, come through and holler at me Saturday. It's your birthday. And also, shots on me. Bring the homies, whoever you want to bring. Let me know what's up, and we good, man.
Oh,
once
man.
Again, hey, shout out Sean Summerlin.
Oh, man.
Bum ass nigga.
Once I have my shotgun.
I'm done. Shout out Sean P.
Hey, we getting on Saturday, y'all. It's going to be going down, beautiful ladies everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And catch my man E. Hall doing his thing. Be real cool in the cut. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all show up, post up, and enjoy your time, man. We out. And I'll see y'all soon. Peace, man. One.
Appreciate it, man.